And now, James Gravel.
How often have you heard people who are suffering ask questions like, if there is a God, why was my child born mentally retarded? If there is a God, why have I contracted cancer? Or if there is a God, why was my spouse killed in a car wreck? Passionate appeals like these have been echoed countless times through the centuries by those who languish under the sufferings to which humanity has become the heir. Such questions grip the human heart and cry out for an answer. If God exists, why does He allow us to suffer? There is not just one answer to such questions, but answers do exist. As we search for those answers, the best place to begin is Genesis, the book of beginnings. Genesis 2:16 and 17 informs us that God placed the original human pair, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden and told them that they could eat of every tree except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God explained that if they ate of the fruit of that tree, they would die. But as Genesis 3 explains, they did eat of the fruit of that tree, and by doing so, introduced sin into the world. It is difficult for us to grasp the enormity of this situation. Rational people know that when we sin by doing such things as lying, stealing, murdering, being sexually immoral, etc., we generally endure adverse consequences. The existence of thousands of prisons worldwide and the need for innumerable psychiatrists, psychologists, and social workers provides ample evidence of the truthfulness of this. Does it not? Furthermore, sin is widespread. Romans 3 verse 23 says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Ever since Adam and Eve's sin in the Garden of Eden, sin has plagued the human race. And along with humanity's plunge into a sinful state have come inestimable evil, pain, and suffering. But is that God's fault? It is not. After all, He warned us not to sin. Psalm 37 verse 27 commands, "Depart from evil and do good." But have we done that? Hardly. When we sin, we suffer.